what I love about working in radio. It's a cliche, but of course it's true. You know, the pictures in radio are far better than television or film because they're in our imaginations. And so it's a much more creative medium in that sense, in that you can imagine, you know, the pictures to your own, to that particular soundtrack, which are all individual and very personal, which I think is one of the really powerful things about radio works, that it stimulates people's imagination. So it's by far the most creative medium, I think, in that sense. I like being on the border of things, sort of, so the land and the sea. I like boundaries and borders. And I like being able to explore those sonic boundaries, because I find those the most interesting places, the interface of different weather systems and different landscapes and different wildlife. So whether it's the mountains and the air or the land and the sea, then, you know, all of those things are interesting to me. And I also like the more challenging aspects of places that can be a little bit intimidating or dangerous, or landscapes that we regard as beautiful but also have an inherent danger to them as well, which, you know, we're not always aware of. Any tidal area, I think from my experience, is probably the most hostile environment on Earth, because it's neither land or sea, it's both. And it fluctuates, you know, twice daily. At one time it can be a place where we can walk, or sort of children can play, or, you know, it's a place we can go and enjoy. And yet a few hours later it's completely swamped in seawater, and it would be impossible for us to survive. And so, again, that's another reason why I like the boundaries of places like this. And even though, you know, I live in Britain, which is an island, and so, we're surrounded by this incredibly beautiful but very also potentially very hostile environment, and there's something that I enjoy about the combination of those elements. What I normally always do is use long cables so that I can distance myself from the microphone, so that I'm not really disturbing anything around the microphone, so birds and other animals tend to then come closer than they would do normally. So I like working at a distance for that reason. And then latterly, I also used some very special microphones, which are actually hydrophones, underwater microphones, which are placed at different stages of the tide as it came in and washed over these hydrophones, so I could capture the sound of that place when it had been inundated with seawater and had been transformed into a completely different habitat. And then out there I was able to record this wonderful sort of rhythm of the water backwards and forwards over the hydrophones. When I'm working with pieces like this, I try and recreate my impression of that place, which of course is very personal and subjective, but I try to imagine. It's rather sort of cinematic, the way that I work. It's rather like creating a soundtrack to a film that's in my imagination, or that I hope will be created in the listener's imagination. And so quite often, certainly my landscape pieces like Luskintyre are built around a series of events, which are a sort of time compression. So it's rather like a series of diary entries almost, because the events that take place in Luskintyre would normally take several hours to elapse. And so what I've had to do when I'm composing with sounds like this is to edit them down and recreate the power of the events, but in a much shorter period, sort of 30 or 40 minutes. And in fact, one thing I've noticed when I start to work this way, I find it very satisfying and interesting, because it gets condensed down, and so the events become much richer, and the dynamics of the place and the rhythm and music of places like this are much more easily heard when the time between the events is reduced. And so I find it a very satisfying way of of representing a landscape. I enjoy both aspects of that, the sort of the technical side and the, you know, and the sort of artistic representation of what I go and record. The two are sort of inseparable, really. So I'm not sort of one side or the other. Once it's transmitted or released, then it's liberated, you know, literally into the atmosphere. And so people can then take it and tune in and listen to it exactly how they want it. I wouldn't want to prescribe how people listen to anything. It's a very personal choice. But all I can do is, you know, the very best that I can to start with, and then, you know, people can hear it in lots of different ways. And I mean, when I mix the piece, I'm sometimes aware of that, and so I do, like a lot of radio production and CD production, I do occasionally switch to a small pair of speakers so that I know I've got an idea that, you know, what I'm doing is sort of the sort of heart and soul of the piece will still come across. You know, it's not a, you don't have to be sort of a hi-fi freak to listen to it. When I work on pieces, I like, particularly if I do like I'm doing next weekend, sort of live pieces or sort of presentations or workshops, I enjoy talking about my work, because I think it helps people sometimes construct a sense of narrative. Or, you know, I mean, you can listen in a completely abstract way and not be interested in what any of the sounds are, and just let them, and just go with the flow and rhythm of it. Although some people appreciate sort of a context or the idea of a narrative. And so, you know, I always enjoy talking about what to do in that respect. And also, actually, location recording is a very solitary experience. And that's what I like about it. You know, you can't, when you put those headphones on, you enter into a, you know, completely different sonic environment, and it's impossible to share that on location. One thing I love about doing work such as this, and you know, and them getting aired on the radio, is that you can then effectively share your work with a large and wide audience. And so, you know, it's another way of getting, you know, your ideas and sounds across. And likewise, when I do workshops and presentations, I'm always fascinated by that, because it's, people are really interested in listening, you know, and it's giving them that opportunity that I think is valuable and worthwhile.